taken by Nile Davis. He's going to bring it out between the hash and numbers on the left side. 50, breaks free. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. He's at midfield. Nile Davis, the Houston native. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City.
Dave, going to the Houston game, all these games are analyzed upside down, inside out. I don't think I heard any of the national pundits talk about special teams. What about your teams overall? How much did that kickoff return mean to that entire game and possibly the run here in the playoffs?
Andy talked about it all week, about starting fast, you know, in offense, defense, or special teams. And the good thing about special teams is that we start every game. So you can't get a faster start than what we had. And Nile really hit that thing hard. And it's really all about timing on kickoff return. And you know, and the tandem, the two guys, you know, Sherman and Demetrius come together. And they kicked out the edge man, the guy that had contained, and once he broke that front line, he was gone.
Your kicker and punter, too, have been magnificent. You've been in this game a long time. What do those guys do for you?
Start with Colquitt. I mean, he's a veteran, and he's a leader, you know, and he just rises in big games. Like, for example, the last punt of the game, I mean, that punt right there was awesome. That didn't give him any life, you know, 50-yard punt out of bounds. I mean, we've got to cover the darn thing, so... He just comes through when we need him. Cairo, I feel like he's a veteran now. It's only 2 years in, and he's so calm and collective, and he's been solid, you know, and doesn't get rattled. You know, the first year's kind of feeling it out a little bit, but now he's really settled in, and I just feel confident when he lines up to kick a kick, I feel good about it.
Lines it up and nails it home, and all of Brazil rejoices. The Chiefs have a 49-yard field goal to take a two-possession lead.
Okay, flipping the page, and here's the New England Patriots. Overall, their special teams, how do you look at them, grade them, and how do you beat them?
It's going to be a challenge for us. You know, they compete. Everybody plays to the whistle. They don't make a mistake. They have this guy named Matthew Slater that is just dynamite. I mean, he is the best gunner, you know, in the league by far. I mean, he's a perennial Pro Bowler. He will compete to the end. I mean, you can't block this guy. He's unblockable. I mean, and that's the way I'm going to present it to our guys. But, you know, it doesn't stop there. They got linebackers all the way through in the depth. They got a lot of great speed. They got great returners. They got a lot of guys they can take at the distance at any time.
How do you target this week winning that phase like you did last week?
Special teams is all about effort, and we just have to out-effort them and finish. You know, we have to finish everything and be physical. You know, we can't let them out-physical us. Everything's faster in the playoffs. We talk about that all the time, and we have to play faster. We have to match it or exceed it, and then we have to make a play. You know, they're going to make their plays, but we have to make another one on top of it. When we went into the Houston game, there was a lot of guys that never played in the playoffs, so you never knew how they were going to react. And I told all those guys today that, hey, you're all experienced guys now. I mean, now we know what the level is, so the level's going to rise again. I mean, the team, the level of competition's better, the coaching's better, everything's better, you know, so everybody's got to raise their level.